Amidst it all, a lot of company news filtering through from the property scene, whether you're looking at Intu, Investec Property Fund, Grit as well, and your stock pick this evening emanating from that space.
Yeah, so I mean, you've seen quite a bit of activity in the property space. I mean, Investec did manage to get a $875 million capital raise away. That was quite good for the sector. They're looking to recycle properties into the European logistics portfolio where the yields are 8% higher. Grit made an acquisition in Morocco and Casablanca, where they're buying a hotel asset. Well, it's a hotel asset as a tenant, but it's a nine-year lease with the ability to renew over a six-year period. So you're seeing sort of capital momentum and acquisition still happening. The share we like in this space is one that's focused on the lower end of the retail market. Let's call it sort of non-metropolitan convenience-type shopping centers. It's a company called Fairvest. It's got 45 property assets across KZN and Gauteng, but very good properties in that they're trading well from a density perspective. They're getting okay escalations. It's a company with a strong balance sheet. So if you look at the LTV, it's under 30%. It's one, even in this tough economic market, is still delivering positive distribution growth. Vukile is a big shareholder in the company as well. You're getting it on a yield of about 11.8%. Which on a forward, on a historic basis, is beating quite easily cash and bonds as well.
Okay, so one to watch. Let's leave it there, Nessie. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Nessie Chetty is with Stanlib.